The rest of the story. The world of words remembers author James Brendan Connolly. Journalist, war correspondent, wrote 25 novels, 200 short stories. Yet there was a brief episode in Connolly's life that once mystified his admirers, because when he was offered an honorary degree from Harvard University, this much respected man of letters turned it down. His refusal will make perfect sense once you know the rest of the story. As a young man, Jim Connolly loved literature, but he loved sports even more, track and field in particular. When he was a college student and undergrad at Harvard, he belonged to an athletic club in South Boston, competed in a few small events. There was this one track meet that he was especially interested in attending. Three Princeton students were going, he had heard. But when Jim appealed to Harvard for the necessary time off, the answer was no. Young Mr. Connolly was either going to devote himself to his studies, as he was told, or he would be asked to leave the university. Well, Jim saved Harvard the trouble of expelling him. He quit. He dropped out. He had saved $250 to make the trip. He would attend the track meet, and that's all there was to it. But then he learned. Then he learned that his expenses would come to $325, which was $75 more than he'd saved, and suddenly Jim was a student with no place to study and an athlete with no place to compete. It was for comfort more than advice that Jim Connolly turned to a trusted source of both, Father Daniel O'Callaghan, Jim's parish priest. He explained to Father Dan the shock and the dismay of family and friends, those who believed him foolish for tossing a Harvard education aside so cavalierly. But he had done it. It was behind him. Now, if only there were some way that he could raise the travel money for his upcoming athletic event in the few days before his planned departure. Father Dan nodded sympathetically. If only I had the money, the priest said, I'd gladly lend it to you. But then Father Dan recalled how once upon a time, this was many decades before, a magazine publisher seeking to raise money for a monument at Bunker Hill had held a cake sale from which was ultimately derived more than $30,000. Surely $75, said Father Dan, would not be too much to expect. And so the following Saturday night, in the parish hall, the women of St. Augustine's Church, joined by women of every religious affiliation in South Boston, held a cake sale for Jim Connolly. Each of the women baked her favorite cake. Dozens of cakes were sold. Among them, one prize-winning cake brought an incredible $5.25. And when the evening was over, Father Daniel O'Callaghan placed in Jim Connolly's hand nearly $90 in cash. Jim was on his way to the track meet and with money to spare. Well, Jim Connolly was to become a very famous author. He was never completely to forgive Harvard University for denying him the few weeks of recess required to travel to Athens, Greece, and to participate in the spring of 1896 in the first Olympic Games of modern times. And by the way, when young James Brendan Connolly won the triple jump event, receiving the first Olympic gold medal in American history, becoming the first Olympic champion since the boxer Barodestes in 369 A.D., the folks back home in South Boston called it a sweet victory. Of course, now you know what they meant, because now you know the rest of the story.